Blackstone Audio presents Anything But Ordinary by Laura Avery. This book is read by Caitlin Davies. To my brother Wyatt. Farewell, hello, farewell, hello. Kurt Vonnegut, Slaughterhouse-Five.
Prologue. Most divers forget to see the space, the air. You focus on your body, how to make it into a thin board, or curl it up like a piece of spaghetti and flatten it back out. You lift off, and you barely have time to think before you hit the water. But Bryce, she would never forget where she was going when she was about to jump. She would never forget the small eternity between the stone platform and the deep blue below.
Bryce Graham, reporters asked her. Only 17. What's your secret?
She would usually say something easy, something written on an inspirational t-shirt. Concentration, she would say. Focus? Things that should be said into microphones, but never. Fear, Ted. Fear. That day, Bryce was carried up the stairs by the noise of the crowd. They yelled louder for her than for anyone else. This was her home, after all. Those were people from her high school in the stands, though she didn't know most of them. The Tennessee fans wore little clothing and were red in the face, yelling and yelling. The out-of-towners wore Olympic trials t-shirts and fanned their pale faces with programs. One of them had become as red as anyone in Nashville, on account of the heat. He had gone to the concession stand for a soda, a Coke, and a sweating plastic bottle. He watched from his spot at the